Hello, you're listening to CJLO News. A housing hotline in Montreal, which has supported tenants for decades, is fundraising to stay active. In 1979, tenants' rights activist and NDG resident Arnold Bennett started a hotline to provide advice and resources to tenants fighting unfair or illegal practices from their landlords. 47 years later, the housing hotline is still active.
Anytime you think of quitting, another case comes up that you find too disgusting to let it stand and you have to fight it. You know, and I've been doing this one way or another. I wrote my first article on tenants' rights in 1969. And one way or another, I've been doing this ever since.
Tenants who phone the hotline are given advice about navigating the housing tribunal. They're directed to legal resources. Some are even provided or recommended lawyers.
Rent increases, rent evictions, repossession where the landlord claims he wants to put in a family member, evictions for all kinds of reasons, legal and non-legal.
But Bennett has been funding this hotline completely out of pocket for years.
We did some, you know, government programs back in the early 90s, but since the mid-90s, it's been totally self-funded. You know, a few odd donations, whatever, and the rest of it basically out of my pocket. And when I had a business that was going strong in the private sector, I funded it. I had, you know, all the technical stuff and the staff. And I even paid some lawyers and whatever, but I can't do that anymore, obviously. And now it was getting to the point where, hey, look, I got to cover stuff every month. I have to cover, you know, the internet and the landline and the cell phone and the hydro, and you know, pay the one assistant I still got, and so on.
Bennett started a fundraising campaign to keep the hotline alive. At the time of reporting, it has raised $11,000 of its $15,000 goal. Here's Bennett on his goals for what the hotline could look like, provided it's even able to stay alive.
To me, the ideal vision would be able to fill certain gaps that nobody else does. It would be nice to actually have funds that would enable us to hire a lawyer to take on test cases like that. Where people's rights have to be defended not only for themselves, but that affect everybody else. Nobody else does that. We don't even do that anymore.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Adam Innes.